right, this is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth. Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to our next lesson. And we're going to be going back into the letter J, and that is for judgment and judging. I pray that you and your family have been doing well, and that you're still serving our Lord faithfully. No reason not to. Every reason to serve our Lord, isn't it? Yes, it is. And we serve the Lord because we get to and because we want to, not because we have to. The Lord could make us serve Him if He wanted us to serve Him. He could have Him some little robots, and all He'd have to do is speak the word, and you'd do what He said, no matter what. But that's not the way the Lord wants to be loved. He wants to be loved like we do, because somebody genuinely, faithfully, sincerely loves us. So we love Him because He first loved us, right? Amen. Amen. Getting back into our study, we have been over quite a bit of material on this judgment and judging, and we're getting just a little bit closer and a little bit closer to what judgment and judging is within ourselves and what the Scripture says, the Holy Writ. Listen, this is lesson number 18, and we've been over about 25 pages of scriptures, and that is wonderful. That's what we're here to do, is study the scriptures. We've been over about 25 pages that hold probably, I don't know, 10, 15, they vary, but 25 pages of scriptures, and we are on our 41st page of study. So this is quite a big study, but nevertheless, we want to know the truth. We want to know what the Bible says about judgment and judging. Now, the last thing that we left off with, we was talking about human judgment, man's judgment. And what about it? Well, it has weaknesses. You remember that? Human judgment has weaknesses, the weakness of man's judgment. Well, what about some of that weakness? Well, some of our judgments are circumstantial. They're circumstantial. Humans make judgments on circumstances. The Lord's not like that. We talked about divine judgment before we got into this human judgment and man's judgment, and the Lord's not like that. The Lord makes the right judgments all the time, all the time. Now, He does change His mind, but He doesn't give up any of His righteousness or His holiness or His justice or anything about His perfection in order to change His mind. If he changes His judgment, He changes it because He wants to, and because He's God, and because it's the right thing to do. And the Lord, if He chooses to do right, there is no darkness in Him at all, the Scripture says. So the Lord cannot do anything but the right thing. But we, as humans, are not that way. We make judgments on circumstantial situations. We make circumstantial judgments. What else? Well, not only does the weakness of a human judgment, well, it's just plain sometimes wrong. Sometimes we make the wrong judgments. I bet every one of us can sit here and think of something that we made the wrong judgment about. And if we ain't careful, the way this world is so bound up and entwined in this judge. It's kind of like what was his name? Jim Jones and that thing he done over in Guyana with those people that those poor folks that followed him over there, and he got them so intertwined with one another about judging each other that they was writing notes and watching each other so close that if anybody said anything or broke one of the rules or this, that, and the other, somebody tattletaled on them. And, I mean, that thing just led to a big mess, and all of them finally committing suicide and just judging each other. And the Scripture says that we are to judge, and we're going to get into that, but there are rules for it. There are rules for judgment, and the Scriptures lay them out, and we're going to look at them. But sometimes human judgment, a weakness of it, it's just plain that we're wrong. We make the wrong judgment. Sometimes it's hasty and revengeful. Sometimes we make judgments that are hasty, too quick. You judge and you come to a conclusion too quickly, too quickly. Don't think about it. And don't study it. And don't wait a minute, you know, or even think about it. Just hasty. Just judge right now, right here, right now. Too hasty. Too hasty and too revengeful. That's man's judgment for you. It's weak in that way. It's too hasty and it's too revengeful. We use judgment for revenge, to get back at people and judge. And the Lord really laid down some laws for those judges whenever they judged, that they were not to be respecter of persons, and they were not to judge false judgment or judge against somebody. Even if they didn't like them, they were to judge righteous judgment. Sometimes it's full of conceit. Our judgments are humans' judgments, man's judgments are full of conceit. Sometimes it's prejudicial, prejudice. It's you judge before you get all the facts in. You judge before you get all the facts in. And we do that. And humans, we as humans with this Adamic nature that we have, when it comes to judgment and judging, are weak. Are weak. Now, we're getting in today and beginning a new category of this matter of human man's judgment. Some rules regarding human judgment. Some rules regarding human judgment. Well, you say, brother, there are rules? Yes, there are rules. And when we say rules, what we're talking about is the way the Scriptures lead us to think when it comes to judgment. All right? Rules regarding human judgment. First of all, one should begin with self-judgment. Now, you say, I already knew that. Of course we do, but we don't exercise it, do we? It's the hardest thing in the world for a human being, especially in today's society, to stop and think, wait just a minute. Let me look at myself. Now, when we're walking right with the Lord and we're walking in the Spirit and got that flesh and stepping on that flesh's neck and not letting that flesh talk at all in our lives or have an opinion in our lives, and we're not involved and just intermingling with the world, and we're not letting the devil have his way in our life. The Bible says, talking about the enemies, the flesh and the world and the devil. When we're not participating in all of that and fighting the good fight of faith and walking in the light as the Lord commands us, we do stop and think, wait just a minute. You know, whenever we're judging, the Lord says in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 1 through 5, it says, judge not that ye be not judged. The reason that we're not to judge, he's not saying that we're not supposed to judge, period, at all, in our lives, that judgment should be pitched and not make any judgments at all. It's impossible not to make judgments. That judgment is built into our thinking. It's built into our hearts. The Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence. You have to judge in order for your heart to be kept. You have to judge what goes in your heart and what is in your heart and what is to be taken out of your heart or be thrown out. Judge not. Why? That you be not judged. That you be not judged. One rule that goes along, that is a natural rule that is built into judgment, is that you have to think of yourself, because when you judge somebody else or judge another situation, you automatically judge yourself. That's what the Lord is saying here. When you lay judgment out on somebody else, and it doesn't have to be condemnation, it could just be an opinion, it could be any kind of judgment that you're judging, you are going through your own judgment in order to get out to that judgment. Judge not that ye be not judged. In other words, if you're going to condemn something, make sure that you're not guilty of it. Judge not that ye be not judged. Now listen to this. For with what judgment ye judge, see, the Lord said, he didn't say not to judge, he says with the judgment that you're judging with, ye shall be judged. You judge yourself when you judge others. When you make judgments upon others and you make judgments upon things and opinions and things like that, you make judgment upon yourself. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest, you see, there it is. One should begin with self-judgment. But considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye. I mean, you're talking about judging somebody else on a matter or judging another situation on a matter, and you're not considering the situations and the things that should be taken care of in your own life and some attention taken to that, you see. Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye? And behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam. Listen to what the Lord says. He didn't say not to judge. He said, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. He didn't say you wasn't supposed to judge and help your brother out. He said, just don't be trying to help your brother out when you're worse than he is. When it comes to judgment, one should begin with self-judgment. That's a built-in rule with judgment. And amazingly, the world has forgotten that. You can't judge me. Why, yes, I can, and I do. But the problem is have you judged yourself? I mean, are you worse than the other person? Now, the thing about it is, remember this when we're talking about judgment and judging. A final authority. That there's a final authority. That there is a book that has a divine authority behind all this judgment. And that there is a basis that all judgment, good or bad, is going to be judged by. The Lord said, I don't judge you. The word that I've spoken unto you is going to judge you. You see, and that's how we know how what's right and wrong. There is a basis to judgment and all sorts of judgments and all opinions and all thoughts and just any sort of judgment that goes on among people and humans. That there is a basis of right, what is right and what is wrong. That's how come the world is so confused about judgment right now. It's because they've tossed what is right and wrong. They no longer have a gauge. They no longer have polarities. They don't know what the difference is, whether we're going left or going right. You see, they don't know that, so they can't judge properly. And then for one person to properly judge another, the world is so mixed up and nobody knows what's right and wrong anymore. Nobody admits whether somebody's judgment is proper or right or correct. You see, it's just all one big pile of goo is what it is. But when you start out with a final authority, God's word, and what saith the Lord, and you know what right and wrong is, you believe it, and you live by it, then you can make proper judgments. And when we talk about the rules regarding human judgment, we should begin with ourselves. The Bible teaches us to begin with ourselves. Not that we are not to judge. We need people in this world that know the difference in right and wrong and are living it before their Lord. And it can be used by the Lord and by God the Holy Ghost to judge and help out their brothers. Because we have enemies that try to drag us back into the goo and back into the slop. And we need people to help us and give us judgments and judge us. The Bible says that an enemy, the kisses of an enemy, remember it said that you don't want the kisses of an enemy. I'm trying to think of the scripture, but I'm just going to give you a paraphrase. You'd rather be chewed out and reprimanded by somebody that loves you, and you'll love that person that tells you the truth and judges you and judges your wrongs and straightens you up more than you're going to love the kisses of an enemy. Yeah. So you see, the Bible doesn't teach us not to judge. It teaches us to judge. It just teaches us You be that person that you be the person before the Lord that can be used to judge and help other people out and speak the right judgments according to truth. You see, one should begin with self-judgment, the scriptures teach. The Bible says in John chapter 7 and verse 24, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. It doesn't tell us not to judge. It just tells us don't judge according to what it appears to be only, but judge righteous judgment. The Bible also says in Romans chapter 2 and verse 17 through 22, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him... Oh, whoa. You see how the devil is? That don't sound right. No, Romans 2, 17 through 22. That was Revelation we was reading in there. This is Romans 2, 17 through 22. See, when I'm doing these lessons, I know I'm putting the right scriptures down and getting them exactly like they ought to be. And the enemy will have one of these other scriptures mess. He'll do anything he can to mess up a good study or God's word in any way that he can. But we're talking about judgment. We're talking about the rules regarding judgment. One should begin with self-judgment. Romans chapter 2, verse 17 through 22, what I was trying to read just a minute ago, says, behold, thou art a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God, and knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which hast the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? You see, there we go now, we're getting into that. Thou therefore that teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Now what is teaching? Teaching is judging. When you're teaching somebody else, you're trying to teach them, like, for instance, the difference between right and wrong. That's making judgment. That's helping people to make proper judgments and to see one way versus another. He's talking to these Jews and giving them some, Brother Paul is, and giving them some explanation concerning being a Jew under the law and taking pride in being somebody that's a guide to the blind and light of them which is in darkness and instructors of the foolish and teacher of babes and leading everybody in the knowledge and the truth of the law, which is needed. People need to be taught. Moses taught. Joshua taught. All of our forefathers taught and in the scriptures, and you see everybody that was placed over the children of Israel were teachers also. It says, thou therefore that teachest another, now here's the lesson, teachest thou not thyself? Sure you do. Thou that preachest a man should not steal, wait a minute, you mean that we're supposed to tell somebody that they're not to steal? That's judging, ain't it? Don't judge me. Well, wait a minute. You're not supposed to steal. Quit stealing. You're a thief. Quit stealing. That's judging. You can't judge me. Thou that preachest a man should not steal. What? Dost thou steal? In other words, when you're judging somebody else, one should begin with self-judgment. Thou that preachest a man that should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? You see how the scriptures is teaching us here about judgment? There's rules regarding it. You don't just go out and tell somebody, you quit stealing, quit being a thief. Are you a thief? Because when you pronounce to somebody else or preach to somebody else that they're not to be a thief, you need to make sure that you're not a thief. You see the scriptures and how they're teaching us about the rule of self-judgment when it comes to when it comes to judgment and judging. Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? There's some examples in the scriptures where the Lord reprimanded some of those Jews, some of those high-class, high-walking, chin up in the air, nose up in the air religious men that everybody was scared of because they were so religious and everything else. But they knew the names of the whores personally when they turned them over to Jesus to kill. And when Jesus rebuked them and judged them, they turned around and walked away because, who knows, they might have been fooling around with that same old whore. You see? Rules regarding human judgment. One should begin with self-judgment. And when you judge, you do. The thing about it is that you are saturated in God's word and in truth, and you know the difference between good and evil so good that you're able to walk it with God the Holy Ghost's help, and you're able to help somebody out with judgment and tell them the truth. You see, Romans 2:17 and 22. Now, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17 and 18, the Bible says, "For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it began first with us," wait a minute, he said the house of God. "And if it began at us, was the house of God." Why, you're the house of God. You're the house of God. God the Holy Ghost dwells in you. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost if you're born again. You are the house of God. Now listen to what Peter's saying. "For the time has come and that judgment," talking about judgment, "must begin at the house of God." That's within you, in the temple of God, within you. "And if it first began at us, what shall the end be to them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?" You see how that judgment works? It starts getting to be a serious, serious, serious thing. And Peter said, when you judge, judgment needs to begin at the house of God, because you need to remember that the righteous are scarcely saved. You ever heard "by the skin of your teeth"? Well, it was by the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And we're scarcely saved because we couldn't save ourselves. It took God's Son to save us. And if we be saved scarcely, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Now it starts getting to be a problem in the heart. Wait a minute. I'm to walk right before the Lord so I can make proper judgments. And when I am walking right before the Lord and making proper judgments and discerning what the right thing is between good and evil and practicing it before the Lord to be pleasing before Him, not to go to heaven, but because I'm going to heaven, then I'm to care about the ungodly and the sinner. Because where are they going to appear if the righteous are scarcely saved? This thing about judgment and judging is a pretty sensitive matter. Rules regarding human judgment. Well, one should begin with self-judgment. What else? What else about self-rules about? Well, another rule is, judgment is to derive from spiritual mindedness. Judgment for a person that is born again, and that's what we're studying, is Christians, and we're studying what God's people should believe in God's word and what saith the Lord. But we are to be spiritually minded when it comes to judgment, not fleshly minded. The flesh I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. My flesh is never going to make a proper judgment. It might make repetitious judgments just to live in this world and live in this life and make the right judgments sometimes, but it's not because of the right reasons. Only the spirit walks in light. The flesh walks in darkness. It is to derive, excuse me, I didn't mean to clear my throat in your ear there that loud. It is to derive from spiritual mindedness. Now, what do you mean? 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12 through 15. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, the Adamic nature, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual, wait a minute, get this now. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. Now there you go with that making sure, and we're following up on the first rule, making sure we've judged ourselves. Making sure that we've judged with self-judgment. The scripture says, but he that is spiritual, that's the way we're supposed to be walking, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. You're always making judgments according to spiritual things. We do. And if you're told the truth, we do. We don't walk around looking for things to judge. Judgment is necessary to be spiritual. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. In other words, he lives right, and he walks before the ungodly and the foolish man. He walks right before them, because the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, because they're spiritually discerned. He can't know them. He doesn't have God the Holy Ghost dwelling in him to teach him spiritual things. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. That's what we're born into when we're born again. That's what Jesus has done, since the Jews would not accept him and they killed him rather than made him king and accepted him as Christ, as the Savior, and they rejected him and crucified him and murdered him. Then Jesus started up a spiritual kingdom, the kingdom of God. And that's where we come in, you see. But we're talking about that a rule of human judgment is to derive from spiritual mindedness. We are not to make judgments according to the flesh and fleshly things. We're not the natural man anymore. We carry around this body and we carry around this corrupt flesh, and there's nothing good in it, and it'll always try to make a wrong decision or a filthy decision, or try to make you think terrible thoughts and things like that. Even resisting thoughts and thinking about whatsoever is true, whatsoever is honest, whatsoever is just, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Even to fight in your own mind and in your own heart about the thoughts of your heart and the thoughts in your mind is making judgments. It's casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. You see, we have to make judgments. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. It's not talking about negative judgment against somebody else. You stinking thief, it ain't talking about that. Even though we are to reprimand and rebuke people for stealing and stuff like that to show them what is right and judge that thing. That's a rarity. That's just things that come up that you're going to try to help a brother out. But as far as daily and minute by minute, but he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Spiritually. That's why you've made a judgment to study God's Word and to learn the truths of God's Word so that you can make proper judgments in your walk before the Lord so you'll be pleasing before Him. Right? Right. Yet He Himself is judged of no man because you're walking a right walk before the Lord. And you can't be, and you're not judged by any other man, even though they falsely judge you, but that's not proper judgment. Excuse me. Romans chapter 7 and verse 18 through 25, listen to this. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will, I want to, is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, that I want to, that I would, I do not. I don't do it. But the evil which I would not, that I don't want to do, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. What did Jesus say? He was talking to those disciples. He said, if ye being evil, he didn't say doing evil, he said being evil. If ye being evil know how to give good gifts, how much more shall your heavenly Father give you gifts? I find then the law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. And there's the problem with human nature, the Adamic nature. Evil is present with us. We're cursed with a curse. We're under a curse. For I delight in the law of God, just like you do. That's why you're studying. That's why you're in the book. Because you delight in the law of God. After the inward man. But I see another law in my members, your hands, your feet, your legs, your mouth, your brain, your eyes, your ears, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am. Now there's what the Apostle Paul, probably the best Christian that ever lived, thought of himself. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Well, here's his answer. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. But with the flesh, the law of sin. There it is. There's the difference. It's true. You are a schizo. That's what they call them, isn't it? You got different personalities. It's just like the old cartoons. Man sitting there wondering whether to do good or bad, and a devil pops up on one shoulder, and an angel pops up on another shoulder, and they fight against each other for that body. And for that man's mind and his thinking. Remember them cartoons? They were true. So what are we talking about? We're talking about judgment and judging. What about it? Rules regarding it? Well, the first rule is one must begin with self-judgment. And we do. And we do. It's not, you don't have to think about self-judgment. It automatically happens when you make a judgment. You self-judge when you make a judgment, no matter what the judgment is. You self-judge. That's why people committing suicide and so many mental institutions are slammed full and everybody's taking drugs for mental problems. It's because you have to self-judge when you judge anything. And living like the devil and out there living in sin and hating God and kicking God out of everything in society drives you nuts. And your judgment is devilish. And if your judgment's devilish about everything on the outside, then your judgment is devilish about yourself. You know that there's something wrong with you. And we do, don't we? But I thank God through Jesus Christ my Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. What else? Well, rules regarding human judgment. One should self-judge and does self-judge. When it comes to judging and judgment, it's automatic. And it should derive from a spiritual mindedness. We should not be walking around serving the flesh with our thinking. The Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. We are to control our thinking and change our thinking on purpose. And that's what you're doing right now, studying the Word of God and letting the Word of God saturate you and letting God the Holy Ghost teach you what you should be thinking. And you throw out the bad and welcome the good. And then you think right. It derives from spiritual mindedness. Now, in the Scriptures, the same one who commanded you to judge not also commanded you to judge righteous judgment, John 7:24. Also, we see the spiritual man judgeth all things. Remember that? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. Christ's words do not have anything to do with not declaring the whole counsel of God in regards to sin and righteousness and judgment to come. There's not one set of rules for and judgments for one and another for another. Judgment for the lost is very basic in the Scriptures. Either accept Christ or die in your sins and end up in the lake of fire. That's it. There's no other judgment for lost people. Lost people either accept Christ or reject Him and die in their sins and end up in the lake of fire. That's it. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. It's only when one is born again that real judgment proper can be understood. Only a Christian walking spiritually can understand real judgment, because he set himself in the polarities of good and evil. And his final authority is the Word of God and what saith the Lord. And he's able to make proper and right judgments, righteous judgments, as his Lord does. For these reasons, it's why the world has so many difficulties in judgment and judging. You see that? The Bible says in Acts chapter 20 and verse 27, "For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God." The Bible says in John 3:17 and 18, listen to what the Lord said. "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world." The world's already condemned. He didn't come to condemn it, but that the world through him might be saved. "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." He's already condemned. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." Isn't that wonderful news? You're not condemned by God in any way, form, or fashion. You've been born again, and the blood of Christ has bought you and taken away your sins. For eternity, forever and ever and ever and ever. Now God deals with you as with a father and son relationship. It ain't got anything to do with you being kicked out of the family. It's got to do with you getting your hind end tore up if you misbehave and try to embarrass the Lord. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Remember, we judge spiritually, spiritual mindedness. The Bible says in Acts chapter 13 and verse 38 and 39, "Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man," Jesus was a man. Jesus is the name of a man. "That through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins." In what way? "And by him," Jesus, "all that believe are justified from all things from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses." So right there, the scripture is not telling us that the law is bad. The law is good, it tells us in another place. And right, the problem with the law is that you can't be justified by it because you break it all the time. We break it. We break it. So talking about judgment, it has to come from spiritual mindedness, you see. Something the world doesn't know anything about because they're natural. They're under the natural curse, the Adamic nature. They can't think spiritually. Their spirits are dead. They have to be quickened by God the Holy Ghost so they can understand the kingdom of God, the spiritual things, the kingdom within you. Another thing. Here's another thing. We're going to do one more, I think. Rules regarding human judgment. It's good stuff, isn't it? It's good stuff. We're getting pretty good. We're getting some things concerning judgment, some truths from the scriptures concerning judgment in this study that's getting a little bit more inward, isn't it? And what judgment really is. One should begin with self-judgment. It should derive from spiritual mindedness. These are rules regarding human judgment, but mostly, I mean, it applies to everybody, but the natural man cannot go by these rules because he doesn't have a spiritual mind. You see? It should derive from spiritual mindedness. Thirdly, a rule. It should abound in love. Now, I'm not talking about, and the scriptures are not talking about, this worldly kind of love. This effeminate Jesus that just loves everybody, and a God sitting up there like a big fat Santa Claus and wants to just hug and hug and kissy-kissy and warm fuzzies and can't wait to give you a big sloppy kiss. That's not the love of Christ. That's not what the Bible teaches about the love of Christ. God does not love everybody all the time. The Bible says God is angry with the wicked every day. It should abound in love, Christ's love. What do you mean? Well, Philippians chapter 1, verse 9 through 11, a rule about proper judgment. Now, we're talking to Christians. We're talking, this study is for everybody, but the natural man listening to this cannot understand these things because they're spiritual. But we, as Christians, studying this, and it being part of the kingdom of God within us, our spirits, and God the Holy Ghost teaching us from the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever, helps us to understand what right judgment is. Philippians chapter 1, verse 9 through 11 says, "And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more," how? "In knowledge and in all judgment." Oh, wait a minute now. We're talking about judgment and the rules of judgment. And one of them is that it's to abound in love. But wait a minute. Love is intertwined with knowledge and judgment. You cannot properly judge without knowledge, the right knowledge, and the right judgment. Boy, oh boy. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Now listen to this. That ye may approve things, judge them, and approve them. Approve things that are excellent. That ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. Did you see that? A rule of human judgment is that it should abound in love. But we're not talking about the world's love. We're talking about Christ's love. What about Christ's love? This love should abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. You show Christ's love by the knowledge of the Scriptures being in you and you living the knowledge of the Scriptures and the judgments that you make through that knowledge of the Scriptures. Proper judgments. Approving things that are excellent. That ye may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. Because you make proper judgments. Amen? Amen. All right. Well, I think we're going to stop right there. This is not all of the rules. We've only been over three of them. But they're good, aren't they? They're good. And they're right. And they're correct. And it's truth. Because we've been reading God's Word, which proves what we're talking about. Which teaches us what we're talking about. Well, what have we been talking about? Judgment and judging. What about it? Well, human, man's judgment. Well, what about that? Some rules regarding it. What rules? Well, that one should begin with self-judgment. That if you're going to judge in a spiritual mindedness, that you're going to automatically judge yourself in your judgments. Secondly, is that it derives from spiritual mindedness. We don't judge like a natural man. We don't judge in the flesh and fleshly things. We judge from spiritual mindedness, and spiritual mindedness teaches us knowledge and judgment from the Scriptures, which are spiritual. And thirdly, it should abound in love. Christ's love. Christ's love. Amen? Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, well, let me give you the Scriptures, okay? And we'll go ahead and close out this study, and we'll get into our next one. I believe it's going to be, this is the 18th study in this this lesson, the letter J, the third letter in the letter J. Here's the first Scripture, Matthew chapter 7 and verse 1 through 5. John chapter 7, verse 24, Romans chapter 2, verse 17 through 22, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17 and 18, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 through 15, Romans chapter 7, verse 18 through 25, John chapter 7, verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. Acts chapter 20, verse 27. John chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Acts chapter 13, verse 38 and 39. And the last one for today is Philippians chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. Okay, well, thank you for studying. God bless you. And I can't tell you how much it's a privilege to study with you and how meaningful it is, especially in this day and age and before the coming of the Lord, while we wait on Jesus, that we can all sit here and study from God's Word. And when we push the stop button, we can get back in the Scripture and find out that what we've learned today is indeed from the Word of God. And search the Scriptures. That's what the Bible teaches us. Search the Scriptures. And that's what we do. And we rightly divide them, not wrongly. We rightly divide them. And we've been talking about judgment and judging. And we're going to learn some more on our next one, okay? And I really appreciate you, and I love you with Christ's love. The next thing that we're going to talk about as far as the rules, we talked about it should abound in love. But that one should be aware and conscious that our judgment is coming. But not a judgment like the world's judgment, but the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. All right, well, the Lord bless you, and we'll talk on the next one and enjoy God's Word together. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth. Bye-bye.